I want to wish everyone a very blessed Easter. I definitely want to assure everyone of the priest's prayers this Holy Week, and then also for our three Masses on Easter. We'll be praying for all of you and your families, and also a special thanks to all who made the Sacred Triduum and Easter then so beautiful. So please be assured of our prayers and thanksgiving for that. So the epistle for this Vigil Mass of the Resurrection is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then shall you appear with him in glory. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the woman, "Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you." Please be seated. My soul longs for thee, O God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we spent these last 46 days preparing for this great feast. And so from that, we have tried to have our soul prepared and ready then for the graces that God gives to us. And so we long to be united with our Lord. And so for our Lord, obviously, he is resurrected as he promised. And just as we read in the accounts in the liturgy of today's Mass, that we see that our Lord has promised what he has said and that he is risen, that our faith is not in vain. And so with that, the Sicut Servus echoes these sentiments. The Sicut Servus is what we sang, what the choir sang so beautifully as we went and processed to the baptistry before all the alarms went off. With that, I think it was just another way for us to draw attention to that we had the holy oils when we weren't supposed to. The monks passed through and they brought us the holy oils even though they said that they weren't passing through this way. So I guess it was just God's way of showing to us that we did have the holy oils and we were able to complete the ceremony. But with that canticle, it is something that gives us the analogy of the soul. And it's also what is represented on our Paschal candle. It is the deer, the stag, that is drinking from the fountain. And if you see on the candle itself, that also the fountain, the water comes from the cross itself. Because the graces flow from our Lord Jesus Christ. And truly, as we understand, especially in this Easter season now, that the graces come to us from our Lord's death on the cross. It is the culmination of the liturgical year. And as I mentioned, that our Lord, with him resurrecting from the dead, it means to us that our faith is not in vain. And so therefore, because our Lord said that he would resurrect, that these graces come from the cross itself. I mean, especially on Good Friday, if you had a chance to participate in the liturgy, we have the adoration of the cross. And it is through the adoration of the cross that we give this veneration to the cross being our salvation. We recite that when we make the Stations of the Cross. That is why then the crucifix receives a genuflection during that time. And so that is why then it is very fitting for the water coming from the cross itself. And it flows into the fountain, into the stream, And so therefore, then the deer, just as a normal deer would go to water to drink because it longs to thirst, and so therefore it needs the water. It is the same idea and the same analogy for the soul. And so the soul goes to Almighty God, who is the source of this living water. I mean, that all we have to do is we draw our attention to sacred scripture. When our Lord went to the well with a Samaritan woman, and he asked her for water to drink. And so first she's shocked, she's surprised that he would even talk to her, because being a Samaritan, as we've talked many times before, they're kind of the outcast. But then he says to her, I can give you water that you will never thirst again. And so for her, she's thinking, well, I don't have to try to go down to the well and try to get all the water from it. She's thinking on a natural level, and that's a lot of times where our Lord would have to try to raise the people above just that natural level, to raise them to a supernatural level. And so our Lord was trying to help her to see that this water that he was talking about is sanctifying grace. It is the grace that comes from God. And so then he is able to tell her her life and all her sins. And so at that point, she believes in him because, well, yes, he's a prophet. But again, he tries to help her to see and to raise her above that. But it is this living water that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. And it comes from the cross itself. And so just as the deer drinks from a fountain or a river to quench his thirst, the soul goes toward God. And so that is what then the Sicut Servus is talking about, how our soul longs for Almighty God and how it will only be quenched at the foot of the cross, because that is where the graces will come down to us. That is where the graces flow into our souls. Through the sacraments, yes. But then we see the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord's life in order to redeem mankind. And so, yes, that is what we commemorated on Good Friday. And that is why then we adore the cross that way, because it is our salvation. And so, therefore, that is why it's so important for us to understand what this is talking about. It's a beautiful hymn. But to see that it comes from Psalm 41. So sacred scripture, again, utilizes this analogy of the soul with something that is familiar to us. And it helps us then to grasp the spiritual meanings behind these things. That is more to just looking at the words that are there. And how we thirst for Almighty God. And that this grace comes from the cross itself, comes into our souls. And that is why we have the whole analogy of our Lord being this hidden fountain. Hidden because many people either reject our Lord or they don't want to believe. And so therefore, yes, it may be hidden to people. But for us, we understand that. We can grasp what is in the liturgy. We can grasp what is given to us. But then from that, we have to try to live that life. And so realizing and understanding that the graces flow from the cross, they flow to us. And so therefore, then we have to try to make sure that our soul is ready for those graces. And that is what this whole time period has been. That we have been trying to prepare our souls for the graces that will come to us on this great feast. And that is why we did our penances, our sacrifices, in order to be ready. And so that is why it is so fitting that this hymn is sung for baptism, of going back with the baptismal water. Because again, it gives us the understanding of the water that flows on the child. It regenerates them. And so therefore we understand that the soul is made holy at that point. It is a little saint when they're baptized. And it flows because it flows from Christ. And so therefore, it gives us something to think about. It gives us something to try to understand. But again, the liturgy is so rich in what it has for us to meditate upon. And so, yes, when we hear the Sicut Servus, to think about our soul longing for God. It says, when shall I go and behold the face of God? I mean, obviously, that's talking about when our soul reaches heaven. We see God face to face. And so to ask that question for us, but before we can even get to that point, we have to make sure that our soul is ready for that. Are we ready for the graces of God? Do they flow into our soul? Or have we put the obstacles to that? And so let us take this opportunity, especially with this beautiful Mass, to think about our soul and the preparation for the graces that God gives to us. You know, have we spent the time that we will receive the graces on this great feast of Easter? Or has another Lent gone by that we haven't? And so this analogy should be something that helps us to understand that, helps us to try to live that, of how just, yes, as the deer goes out to drink the waters, we drink in from the fountain of Almighty God. And so that's why also in this hymn it says, where is thy God? We know where our Almighty God is. We just have to find him. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.